Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show. Today, we're going to talk about a really, really bad streak of fishing that I had, and what went wrong, what I think went wrong, what you can do to fix it, because we all have those kind of days. We'll get to that in a second. I want to thank everybody that is a new listener for stopping by and checking out the podcast. Appreciate you checking it out. All the regular listeners, thanks for coming back. Appreciate you guys following the channel and listening to it. Anybody that's new, anybody that's an old listener, a lot of the old listeners know, the best way to contact me, to give me some feedback on this, to let me know what you think, give me some ideas, is to go to my website, DieterMellhornFishing.com. There's a contact section on there. You can shoot me a text message. You can shoot me an email. And yeah, let me know. Hey, I like this. I got a question about this. A lot of times these podcasts are made up of those questions that I get from you guys. There's also links to my guide service on there. There's links to my YouTube channel. If you're new to the podcast, that's where all this spun off of, is my fishing channel on YouTube. And there's also links to the gear that we use, that kind of stuff. So check it out, DieterMellhornFishing.com. But yeah, I'm a fishing guide for a lot of y'all that are new and don't know that part of what I do. And I'll tell you, I had a couple of trips that were butt kickers, and all of y'all have experienced that. When you watch what I do on YouTube, you see these trips and you see these fish caught, and you know, some of the trips are really great. I mean, they're really great trips. We catch some good fish, and it just looks like, man, it's nonstop. It's like that all the time. And nothing could be further from the truth. There are good days and bad days. Now, granted, time on the water, fishing a lot helps flatten that curve as far as learning and figuring out fish, where fish are. But eventually, it gets bad. I always say, you know, bad bites never last and good bites never last either. And that's true. I had some trips. One in particular, we fished hard. Had some guys, some local guys. We went out on a trip, and first of all, everything went wrong on this trip. I couldn't tell you the backstory on this thing. I had shifted around some stuff in my calendar, which is all kept electronically, and had moved somebody from one day to the next, and because of some travel issues they had. What I didn't realize happened was it also dragged this trip to the next day, and I thought the trip was a day later. Luckily, I was going fishing that morning. I was up. We ended up leaving late. It was just, and on the way to the trip, I get a tire warning in my truck. Have a nail or something go through a tire, started losing air. Had to pull over. Luckily, there was a gas station. Pulled over, plugged it, put some air in it. It got me back home. But it was just an unbroken chain of events. On top of that, the fishing was hideous. The worst fishing trip of the year. I had, you know, we always have, but you know, some days are better than others. You know, you have some good days, you have some slower days. I'm okay with that. This one was hideous. The bite was terrible. I mean, we caught two channel catfish all day. 6 hours of fishing. Covering a lot of water, a lot of different locations, a lot of area, lots of depths. Had chicken, had cut bait. It was just not working. Something was amiss. And we had a trip a day, I think the next day. The fishing was slow. It wasn't as bad, but it was below my average. I keep track. If you watch any of my videos, I'm kind of a fishing nerd, scientist, whatever you want to call it when it comes to tracking data. I track a lot of data. It just interests me. It helps me figure out where I'm at. And I invite y'all to do the same because it does give you some perspective on good days, bad days. Things are slow. Things are not slow. Sometimes all you remember is the good. You forget the bad. But when you track all this data, it helps you keep track of. So one of the things I keep track of is where my average catch rate is. And I started doing this when I was keeping a fishing journal. And it showed me that the actual, my catch rate has actually went down, but the size of the fish has actually went up. Our average over the course of a year catch rate was, used to be around a dozen fish. It's down to around 10 now, but the average size has went up on the lakes that I fish. So I say all that to say that 10 is kind of what I use as a benchmark. Now, obviously, in the wintertime, that number is going to stay below 10. When I get into the, you know, November, December, January, February months, generally that average is going to stay below that. But, you know, during some of these runs like we had a month ago, where you're catching 18, 19, 20, 25 fish, it runs that average up, and it all comes out to that average around 10. Where if I can produce a 10 fish day, I've had a good day. And I say all that to say I've had some trips where getting to 10 fish was a struggle. And especially for this time of year, that can be frustrating. Now, why is that happening? Some of y'all are going, wow, 10 fish. If I could catch two fish, I'd be happy. And again, folks, you got to keep this in perspective to where you're fishing. Not everybody is going to be able to catch that many fish. Some people may look at that and go, wow, that's all you're catching? You're only catching fish that big? Well, they may be in a fishery that has totally different circumstances than what I am dealing with and where I'm at. So you got to kind of keep it in perspective with where you're fishing and how you're fishing. If you're fishing a small, you know, community pond, you're not going to catch that many fish, plain and simple. But if you're fishing someplace that is loaded with a lot of smaller fish, you may catch a ton of them. But anyway, the whole point is that I kind of use that as a benchmark. And when things slow down like that, it's like, what's up with it? Especially this time of the year, you know, the taping of this is, you know, late summer. And we're way past the spawn. And but you have these ups and downs. The one thing that I saw was, we were starting to get a brighter and brighter moon. It was going into the full moon phase. It was ramping up. And, you know, most of my trips, especially in the summer, start out at sunrise, before sunrise, finish around noon. One, to beat the heat. Two, to beat the boat traffic that's on the lakes. Now that we're past Labor Day, that's not as important. And we'll get to that point in a second as to how we kind of remedied some of this problem. But start these things out early, fish up until midday, get out of there before it gets crazy. What I was finding was that when I found fish on some of these slow days, the early bite was bad. Middle of the day seemed to be getting better toward the end of the trip. And you wonder, hey, did I just find fish or are the fish biting now? But what I did was, after these couple of really slow trips, I shifted around. I had some clients that were able to do it. I shifted these trips to start in the middle of the day. Instead of starting at sunrise, I was starting them at 11 and 12 o'clock. Luckily, these were middle of the week trips, so we had a lot less boat traffic on the lake, and we're starting to get a little bit cooler. It wasn't hideously hot on these days, so, you know, we're in temperatures in the 80s, low 80s, so it's been kind of nice, and we started catching fish. We had one that finished up with like 15 fish. We had another one. These people were only able to fish for 4 hours. They booked a 6-hour trip, only able to fish for 4 hours. And I think we put 14 fish in the boat, including one that was like around 22 pounds. So what I was finding was that it seemed like the bite was better in the middle of the day. And that's something that can happen when you get on one of these full moon phases. This is kind of a time of day thing. Our lakes, I'm fishing reservoirs. Our water has been amazingly stable this summer. So, and what I mean by that is lake levels have not went up and down. It has not gotten muddy. We've had no major tropical systems this year. So there hasn't been any massive rains yet. So the lake's very stable and these fish are very, they're just kind of into a cycle, a feeding pattern. I think that's what was happening. I think, you know, moon phase does play a part in that. I think it has the same impact that it has coastal with tides. I think I think there is probably some trigger there that goes on. but the bottom line is the fish are eating at some point during a full moon. It may not be when you were out there. You may be fishing in the middle of the night, and it may or may not be good. And listen, folks, I've had good fishing during a full moon at night, and I've had bad fishing during a full moon at night. I think it comes down to there's a certain time during that phase when it's better than another. All things being equal, conditions, you know, water levels, all that not coming into play, they're going to feed sometime during that day. Listen, it's summertime. The metabolic rates are up on these fish, especially channel cats. They have to eat. And that was the one thing we did see, was that we were catching way more channel catfish than we normally catch. And that was an interesting point in all of this. It's almost like the blues were more focused into a specific time period where they were eating. They were more into that window of feeding than the channel cats. We're kind of outside of the day where we caught two fish, we were able to pluck off channel cats fairly consistently. And another thing we found on one trip was when we went to super small baits, little bitty things. I'm talking using crappy minnows for bait. We pounded the channel. We were trying. I was doing some experimenting. I'll get off on a tangent here. Was seeing if some of these fish were crappie that we were seeing. We're seeing a lot of stuff scattered, not schooled up. It turns out a lot of it was channel catfish, smaller channel catfish, more than I normally catch. Mainly because I think the baits are too big for them. But we ended up catching a pile of fish. I did one trip where I was putting out some crappie minnows, and caught a pile of channel catfish on these things. So they're out there, they're feeding, they're on this stuff. They're going to eat. The metabolism on a channel catfish goes up tremendously as water temperature goes up. Slows down as water temperature gets colder. So they're feeding, they're active. But the blues were not, for whatever reason. My theory is that within a week or so, we're going to start catching a lot more of them. And you're going to start seeing the mud on them. Any of you guys that fish for blue catfish, I say any of you, I don't, I've seen this in the lakes and reservoirs. You'll get the mud on them. It's like they're laid up in the silt in the bottom. And this will happen in the summer. It'll happen in the winter. It'll happen in the fall. It'll happen in the spring. And you'll start catching these fish with a lot of mud on their sides. And it usually follows a period where the bite is tough. And nobody knows why they do it. I've heard all kinds of theories that the temperature, it's cooler, it's warmer, all that kind of stuff. But it's basically short-lived. It's usually about a week to 10-day window where this seems to happen, and they kind of disappear and hard to catch and start showing up. So that may start happening with some of these fish. I'd love to get some feedback from you guys around the country if you have experienced that mud on the side of these blue cats, because it does seem to be something that does correlate somewhat with a slow bite. Like I said, they'll start showing up after one of these slow bite periods, and you'll start catching them again. But the cycle with, you know, good bite, bad bite, you know, slower, better, it happens, and it's something that no matter where you fish, you're going to get into these cycles where stuff is just, they're just not super active. Again, some of it is time of day. And I've always said, if you have the ability to sit out there under a full moon or a new moon and fish for 24 hours straight, trying all kinds of different stuff, all kinds of different depths of water, I think you will find fish that will eat during that period. Probably twice during that period, you'll have some kind of feeding to where you can catch fish. You know, sometimes it's better than others. Some periods, you know, you can be on them all day. But when you get into the steady pattern, steady water, stable water, it seems like they get into these windows of feeding. Now, once things change, you guys that are on rivers, you got high water, water moving, you got, you know, it muddy water coming in, a lot of rain. Same thing on the lakes. Lakes go up, they start releasing and pulling a lot of water. You know, Tennessee River, you're just, you know, hundreds of thousands of cubic feet per second moving through there. That changes the game around completely. It changes whatever pattern is going on around completely. It can blow the bite up and spark it, and it's going great. And then after this continues for 4 or 5 days, it can bring things into a lockdown. So that's where That's one of those variables that really changes stuff around. But when everything's stable and everything's, you know, nice and steady, usually there's a window. And especially when we've had a prolonged period. And I'm speaking for us on the eastern seaboard, east of the Appalachian Mountains. We've had a very stable summer as far as water and lake levels. Some of you guys just on the other side of the mountains, there's been flooding, there's been rain, there's been all kinds of craziness going on. So it's a different world there. So you have to kind of pay attention to some of that stuff, you know, depending on where you're at. But, you know, it does happen. Like I said, a lot of times these videos that you see and what you see on Facebook, it's the highlight reel. It's the highlight show. It's like tuning into ESPN and watching, you know, the highlights of the game. You know, it was, 60-minute football game, and, you know, the majority of it was overwhelmingly boring, and there were three touchdowns scored, and that's all you're seeing. So it's not always, you know, a fish a minute. If you've been on a guide trip with me, you will know that. It is a, you know, sometimes you get on the streaks where it's great, man, and you have those, you know, rare days where you're catching a ton of fish. But the reality is, no matter where you go, there are good times, there's bad times, there's slow periods, there's peak periods, and you just have to kind of keep that in perspective and keep it in perspective to where you're fishing and the type of waterways that you're fishing. So, you know, it happens to me. I guide, I fish a lot, and it can happen. You'll have bad days. The guys that, you know, were out here on the guide trip, I think we were doomed and cursed on that trip from the beginning, from the date getting shifted to the flat tire on the way to the bite, which is behind the eight ball from the beginning. But, you know, I can't give up. I've got a guide trip the next day. I've got one the day after that. You know, you've got stuff coming up. You got to figure out something. Even if it's just catching more fish and they're not super huge, or you're catching some big fish and you're not catching a lot, you got to keep digging. You got to keep scratching. The biggest thing, as with what I did, is sometimes you have to shift around what you're doing. You have to go from fishing, you know, early, which I love to fish early, especially in the summer, to go in the middle of the day. And it paid off for us. It worked out. It produced fish. And, you know, I always joke that the worst thing in the world is a middle of the day bite in the middle of July, because it is hot to be out on the water. For us, where we're at, there's a ton of boat traffic. And it's just not a fun time to be out there when the fish are biting during that time period. But sometimes this happens, and that's what you have to go with. So if you have that ability to change around when you're fishing, change the time, or if you have the ability to sit out there all day long, you know, that may be what you have to do to figure out when the fish are. Not everybody can do that. I understand that. You know, some of us, you know, we're blessed to have the opportunity to fish as much as we do. A lot of you guys, you know, you're only able to get out there on the weekends after work. So you take it when you can. But if you got that ability to change stuff, do it. It may pay off for you, especially when things are super slow and you know the fish are there. You know they've got to eat and you're doing everything else right. Sometimes changing around that time of day will work out and put some fish in the boat and on the bank for you. So that's it for now, guys. We'll catch you out on the water.